news today, oh boy.
It's time for Nicole Sandler's What's News from NicoleSandler.com and the Progressive Voices Network.
The Gaffe King did it again. Former Vice President Joe Biden has refused to apologize for his remarks about working with unapologetically segregationist colleagues in the Senate. The remarks in question came at a New York City fundraiser Tuesday night when, in an attempt to explain how he believes in working across the aisle, Biden told a story he's told before, one which his advisors have warned him to stop repeating. Instead of heeding their advice, Biden cited the late senators James Eastland of Mississippi and Herman Talmadge of Georgia, who were both segregationists, steadfastly opposed to civil rights and racial integration. According to poll reports, Biden said, quote, "I was in a caucus with James Eastland." Then he launched into a Southern drawl to say, "He never called me boy, he always called me son." Maybe because boy is a racial epithet they used against black men? Just saying. Of Talmadge, he said he's, quote, "one of the meanest guys I've ever known, but at least there was some civility. We didn't agree on much of anything. We got things done." The response was swift. Senator Cory Booker said that Biden needed to apologize.
You know, the vice president said, "I should know better, and this is what I know. As a black man in America, I know the deeply harmful and hurtful usage of the word boy and how it was used to dehumanize and degrade. I know that segregationists like the two people he were talking about, through their laws and their language, deeply wounded this nation, and the present day manifestations of their work can still be seen in black and brown communities like the one I go home to."
Joe Biden responded.
Are you going to apologize? Like Cory Booker
apologize
has called for
it. What?
Cory Booker has called for it.
Cory should apologize. He knows better. I'm not a racist bone in my body. I've been involved in civil rights my whole career. Period. Period. Period.
Adding insult to injury, Biden's comments came on the eve of Juneteenth, the anniversary of the day on which the last of the slaves in the U.S. were officially freed. The House Judiciary Subcommittee on the Constitution, Civil Rights, and Civil Liberties marked the occasion by holding a hearing on reparations for the descendants of former slaves. Elsewhere on Capitol Hill on Tuesday, former Trump aide Hope Hicks arrived to testify in a closed-door hearing about the Mueller report, accompanied by both personal and White House counsel. It wasn't long before members of the committee began tweeting, decrying, quote, "more obstruction by the White House," after Hicks refused to answer any of their questions about her time there. Hicks reportedly refused to even disclose the location of her office. Congressman Ted Lieu called her testimony obstruction of justice in action.
What the White House is asserting is that Hope Hicks doesn't have to say a single thing about her time in the White House. That's patently absurd. And it was so absurd that we would ask questions such as, "where is your office located?" Objection. And finally, it got so absurd, I actually asked a question. I'm very excited. It got through. I basically said, "okay, on your first day of work at the White House, was a sunny day or a cloudy day?" They did let her answer that question.
As tensions continue heating up with Iran, the House Foreign Affairs Committee held a hearing Tuesday about whether the administration believes the authorization for the use of military force approving a war over the 9/11 attacks gives it authority to attack Iran. Brian Hook, the senior State Department official on Iran issues, was a witness who didn't give much in the way of answers. Once again, Congressman Ted Lieu stepped up to ask the questions.
Under our Constitution, does the president have the power to declare war?
I think this is a discussion.
It's not a trick question. Under our Constitution, does the president have the power to declare war? It's just a yes or no.
All right.
Let me make it really easy for you. Under the Constitution, Congress has the power to declare war, correct? It's not a trick question, sir. Have you read the Constitution?
We will do everything we are required to do.
Mr. Hook, have you read the Constitution?
I have read the Constitution.
Okay. Under the Constitution, the framers gave Congress the power to declare war, correct? Just a yes or no.
My understanding is that we're here to talk about Iran foreign policy, which I can do.
Under the Constitution, the framers gave Congress...
On war powers, I believe okay. We should have...
Mr. Chair, yeah. I'm going to stop this line of questioning. I'm going to submit the U.S. Constitution for the record.
On Thursday morning, U.S. Central Command confirmed that a U.S. drone was shot down in international airspace above the Strait of Hormuz. Iran's Revolutionary Guard claims that it struck the aircraft after it entered Iran's airspace. On Wednesday night, Dolt 45 called into Sean Hannity's Fox News TV show. Hannity told Trump he was worried about the situation with Iran. Trump's response was not at all reassuring.
I worry about Iranian hegemony. I worry about Iranian proxy wars and terror. I worry about their alliance with Vladimir Putin. And I'm not sure where China shakes out in all of this. As you look at the geopolitical work up there, Iran, Russia, China, tell me your concerns.
Don't worry about a thing. Everything's under control. Don't worry about a thing.
Don't you worry about a thing.
And that's just a bit of what's news for now. I'm Nicole Sandler. If you appreciate these reports and the Nicole Sandler Show, I hope you'll consider making a contribution. My work is 100% listener supported, and I can't do it without your help. Find out more at NicoleSandler.com/donate.